Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Why This Work Still Matters. There are seasons in education where the noise gets loud. Headlines, policy shifts, testing conversations, social media narratives. And if you listen to that noise long enough, you can start to feel small inside. You might not say it out loud, but you may think, does this really matter anymore? Is this making a difference? Is this worth the energy it takes? So today, we're slowing down because the noise is not the full story. Before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is early mornings that are quiet. That moment before students arrive, before hallways fill, before the pace picks up. Quiet, it gives you a second to breathe and remember why you do this work. The second thing that I'm thankful for is steady colleagues. The ones who show up every day without fanfare. The ones who care deeply but don't need applause. That consistency, it builds buildings more than any initiative ever could. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is second chances in classrooms, in conversations, in relationships. The ability to reset keeps education human. All right, well, let's get into it. Once again, the main topic that we are focusing on today is why this work still matters. If you scroll long enough, you'll find a narrative that education is collapsing. See, the headlines are not the whole story, but boy, those headlines are something else, aren't they? The narrative is how education is collapsing. Scores, behavior, culture, funding. And yes, there are real challenges in those areas. But the headlines don't show what you saw yesterday. They don't show the student who tried again after failing. They don't show the kid who apologized without being prompted. They don't show the class that struggled in September but now transitioned smoothly because routines finally took root. Headlines measure disruption. They rarely measure stability. And most of your work is stability. Quiet, daily, unseen. That still matters. Let's talk about how you teach names, not systems. You don't wake up thinking about policy. Who does? What high quality, funky teacher wakes up thinking about policies? I sure don't. I know you don't, funky teachers. You wake up thinking about students. You teach a kid who is anxious. You teach a kid who is brilliant but distracted. You teach a kid who is carrying something heavy. You teach a kid who is figuring themselves out. Systems are abstract. Students are not. When one student shifts from "I can't" to "I'll try," that's not theoretical impact. That's personal. And personal impact ripples outward. See, stability is a superpower. There are students in your classroom who lives in unpredictability. Schedules shift, adults change tone, environments fluctuate. And then they walk into your classroom. You greet them the same way. Your expectations are steady. Your tone is regulated. That predictability, it does lower stress. You may not see it visibly, but their nervous system feels it. And a regulated nervous system, it can learn. Being stable in an unstable world is powerful. That is a superpower. Let's talk about how small growth is real growth. You might think it's just one reading level. It's just one math strategy. It's just one behavior improvement. But think about compounding. A small academic win builds confidence. Confidence builds risk-taking. And risk-taking, it builds persistence. Persistence, well, it builds resilience. That chain, it starts with small growth. Small does not mean insignificant. Small means foundational. And culture, well, culture outlives content. Students, they forget assignments. They forget specific handouts and worksheets, but they remember how the room felt. Did they feel safe to speak? Did mistakes feel survivable? Did effort feel valued? That atmosphere, it travels with them long after curriculum changes. Culture, it remains. And the tone you set becomes part of how they understand school. It is. That tone became, that tone you set mattered in their lives. And it shapes more than you can possibly imagine. You model adulthood in real time. See, students are watching you handle pressure. When technology fails, when a lesson flops, when someone challenges you, do you escalate? Do you regulate? Do you recover? You are modeling adulthood in real time. They are learning how to respond to stress by watching how you respond to stress. That influence is bigger than content. And hard days, they don't cancel impact. There are days when you leave wondering if anything stuck. True? I mean, well, boy, I think we all can relate to that. There might be days where the lesson felt flat, behaviors felt heavy, energy felt low. But impact is not measured by one day. Consistency over time shapes trust. And trust over time shapes growth. One hard day does not erase months of steady presence. Impact compounds quietly. So you shape how students see themselves. The way you speak to a student becomes part of their internal voice. If you say, "I see effort, you're improving, keep on going," that language sticks. Students borrow your beliefs before they build their own. Helping a student see themselves differently changes their trajectory in life. That matters deeply. And meaning is truly found in those micro moments. A student lingering after class, a quiet thank you, a small smile when something clicks. Those are not dramatic, but they are evidence. If you rush past them, you miss them. If you notice them, they start to accumulate. Meaning doesn't arrive in one big event. It builds through small confirmations. Ultimately, the work matters because people matter. At the center of all of this are human beings. Not data, not systems, not narratives, people. Young people forming identity, building confidence, testing boundaries, learning regulation. You are part of that formation, truly. Not perfectly, not flawlessly, but consistently. And shaping people still matters, even when it's hard, even when it's loud, even when it feels unseen. This work still matters because students still matter. As I do a reflective close here, I want to say that when the noise gets loud, come back to the room. Come back to the names. Come back to the small moments. You are not shaping headlines. You are shaping humans. And shaping humans will always matter. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky.